The Hawaii Martin Mars water bomber is set to arrive at the BC Aviation Museum in August, months earlier than expected. Museum President Steve Nicol said Thursday the Mars is expected to fly into the Patricia Bay Coast Guard base between August 5 and 10, rather than at the end of the year. Colson Aviation of Port Alberni, which has spent months getting the water bomber operational and a crew ready for its final flight, informed the museum this week of the new plan. Nicol said planning is being stepped up now to bring the world's largest fixed-wing water bomber, with a wingspan of 200 feet and a body 120 feet long, out of the water at Patricia Bay and overland to the BC Aviation Museum at the far end of the airport, about 2 kilometers away. Nicol Brothers, movers of houses and other large unwieldy structures, has been contracted to move the plane, said Nicol. The Mars will be hoisted out at Patricia Bay and placed on a motorized dolly with a swiveling cradle that will allow operators to maneuver it through tricky turns and terrain. They will be able to rotate the plane 360 degrees. It will be Hawaii Martin Mars yoga just to bring it out, said Nicol. Nicol said the Coast Guard base will have to be cleared of boats, planes and vehicles as the Mars is dewatered for a day. And then power lines, light posts and fencing will have to be moved at the base and along West Saanich Road to bring the plane onto airport lands. The move will take place during the early morning hours between August 5 and 10, said Nicol. The museum has partnered with multiple agencies, including the Airport Authority, NAV Canada, the RCMP and municipal and provincial authorities, to make it happen. It's a huge undertaking with a lot of risks, said Nicol, a pilot for 43 years who has been involved in aircraft restoration and moves for decades. We've been working on this for years, and I am confident this will work. The museum said it is expecting thousands of people to watch the plane arrive, and the event, which has attracted international interest, will be filmed for a full production documentary. The Hawaii Mars will be at the museum for its annual open house on August 17 and 18. A specially designed final resting place is being built for the massive airframe outside the museum's main hangar. The province in March announced $250,000 in funding to help establish the aircraft as the centerpiece of its new BC Wildfire Aviation exhibit. Colson Aviation has enlisted 5 former certified maintenance engineers and 4 flight crew to complete aircraft preparation and flight retraining over the past several months to prepare the red and white Hawaii Martin Mars for its last flight. The company also announced this week it's offering VIP experience packages to get up close and personal with the Martin Mars water bombers, including a half-day ground school session followed by a journey around Sprout Lake. Another group of participants will get the opportunity to test their skills at handling the Mars on the water, at both low and high speeds. The Philippine Mars, the only other aircraft of its kind, is being prepared for a new home at the Pima Air and Space Museum in Tucson, Arizona, after being retired in 2012. The red and white Hawaii Mars had its last fire season in BC in 2015. During their heyday fighting fires in BC, the Mars aircraft, originally large troop and cargo transports during the Second World War, were capable of dropping 25,000 liters of water on wildfires. D. Kloster at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at TimesColonist.com.